The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you the sound prints for May 26th is now online. Speaking out for the blind on accessible pedestrian signals. ACB Convention has an online audio registration form. Yeshiva University student will be conducting a survey on life satisfaction at the convention. ACB students info for the convention, including a session on speed networking. The Mystery Books Club meets June 23rd. Eyes on Success recently featured iOS shortcuts for visually impaired and blind people. Polo shirts and bags of various kinds available at the mini mall. And from Cool Blind Tech, we have an access activist in Canada who created a multiply accessible poster. And details about the Lucia cell phone for challenged users. Today's reading of Vision News is written by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for May 26th is now online. New bags and totes at the ACB Mini Mall. Friends in Art at the Spotlight. A new accessible cell phone for people who are blind, low vision, or hearing impaired. New video game for the blind coming soon. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Phone 502-895-4598 or email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. The audio version of the ACB pre-registration form is up on Newsline. Here are the instructions to find it. Call into Newsline with your local access number or the toll-free number 1-888-882-1629. At the main menu, select 5 newspapers in a different state. Then select 5 for National Meeting of Interest to the Print Disabled. Press 1 for the 2019 ACB pre-registration form. Press 1 again to start to listen to the various sections of the form. When you are ready to register, go to https://acbconvention.org/account/login.php. To begin your registration, once you have entered your username and password, go to the Begin with Preferences button. If you are not able to register online and would like to be registered via telephone, call 800-866-3242, option 5, for convention registration. Convention registration is now open for ACB members and opened May 27th for non-members. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your hotel reservations today. Pedestrian signals that are actually accessible was featured on Wednesday, May 29th at 10:30, and John McGaffey, the president of Polara, joined the hosts of Speaking Out for the Blind to talk about some special kinds of pedestrian signals. He told them how they're actually accessible for the blind. To listen to Speaking Out for the Blind, go to http://acbradio.org/mainstream and choose one of the links under the headings Listen to ACB Radio Mainstream and Now Playing, or call 712-775-4808, and when prompted, press 1 for ACB Radio Mainstream. You may also listen to the program live on the ACB Link mobile app. For more information, go to http://.link.acb.org. Show archive page is at http://acbradio.org/speaking-out-for-the-blind. Please note that there is a link located at the top half of the page and below the heading that says Home, Speaking Out for the Blind, where you can subscribe to the podcast feed and listen to Speaking Out for the Blind shows ranging from episode 94 to the present. Facebook page is at Speaking Out for the Blind, and Twitter page is at Speak Out for the Blind. You may also access this at Speak Out Blind. My new show email address is speakout@acbradio.org. Dear ACB members, my name is Mirko Kunstek. a PhD student in the social welfare program at Wurzweiler School of Social Work, Yeshiva University in New York City. I am undertaking a research study on factors predicting the life satisfaction of visually impaired adults, 18 and older. Data will be collected via a researcher-administered survey during the 2019 ACB Conference and Convention in Rochester, New York, from July 6 to July 11. For additional details or to register to participate in the survey, please send an email to tomirko.kunstek@mail.yu.edu. Please show ACB convention in the subject and provide your name, phone number, and email address, and the dates and times you would be available during the convention. You will be contacted to schedule an appointment. Join the American Council of the Blind Students in Rochester, New York, for a week packed with learning, laughter, and libations. This year, we are offering an all-inclusive package to all of our events. For $80, you may gain entry to our ticketed events, including our Office Hours Welcome Party, the ACBS Scholarships Luncheon, Trivia Night, co-hosted with ACB Next Generation, and our extremely popular Comedy Night. In addition, you will get two drinks tickets to be used at the cash bar on Trivia Night or Comedy Night, and two extra entries into our grand prize drawing. Check out our entire slate of events below. If you have any questions, please get in touch with ACBS Second Vice President and Convention Planning Coordinator Amina Thomas at secondvicepresident@acbstudents.org or call 612-554-4575. ACBS Office Hours, Friday, July 5th from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Scholarship Luncheon, date Saturday, July 6th, 12:15 to 1:45 p.m. ACBS Business Meeting to immediately follow Scholarship Luncheon, same room. Speed Networking, Sunday, July 7th, 1:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Is it a Braille display or a note taker? Co-sponsored with Blind Information Technology Specialists, date Sunday, July 7th, 2:45 to 4 p.m. ACBS Business Meeting, Monday, July 8th, 1:15 p.m. to 2:45 p.m. Trivia Night, co-sponsored with ACB Next Generation, Wednesday, July 10th, 7:15 p.m. to 9 p.m. Comedy Night, Wednesday, July 10th, 9:15 to 10:45 p.m. Here's more information on the Speed Networking event. Come join ACB students for a fun-filled speed networking event on Sunday, July 7th from 1:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. This event will give you an opportunity to meet the best and greatest of ACB, from scholarship winners to ACB leaders to professionals in various fields. If you RSVP and attend, you will be entered into a drawing for a Google Home Mini. The drawing will take place at the end of the event, and you will not need to be present to win. Any questions about the form or event, please contact Amina Thomas at the above information I read earlier. The Mystery Book Discussion Group will meet Sunday, June 23, 2019 at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We will be discussing What Angels Fear by C.S. Harris. You can find it on BARD by looking for DB81531. This is an omnibus of three titles, the first three in the Sebastian St. Cyr mystery series. We are discussing the first book in the collection. You can find it on Bookshare at https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/229-9546. All are welcome. Please use the information below to log in to the meeting. We hope to see all of you then. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the Zoom numbers found on your Zoom invitation. Ann Parsons, facilitator, is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Topic, the Mystery Book Discussion Group. Time, meets Sunday, June 23rd from 5 to 6 Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/s/7104346. iPhone 1Tap 1408638098 6, 7104346 24#, or 1-646-876-9923, (#) 7104-34624 #, or telephone, call one of the above numbers and dial in with the meeting, 710-434-624. International numbers are available at https://zoom.us/u/CIDZ(X)OD7. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the above two numbers to initiate the call. If you prefer calling on a regular telephone, use one of the above numbers. Signed, AccessibleWorld.org, RadioOutOfThePast.org, contacts, Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, or Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Robert Acosta, President, Helping Hands for the Blind, 818-998-0044, www.helpinghands4theblind.net. Episode 1922 of Eyes on Success featured creating and using shortcuts in iOS. Show notes. Using shortcuts in Apple's iOS devices can make many tasks more efficient and simpler to perform. Hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy talk with Anna Dresner, author of Getting the Job Done with Shortcuts, an introduction for blind users, about her book and how you can create and use your own custom shortcuts to easily perform routine tasks. The audio and show notes can be found at www.eyesonsuccess.net, and the podcast can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Check out Eyes on Success, formerly Viewpoints, a weekly half-hour audio program for people living with vision loss. Find out more about the show and get links to past episodes at www.eyesonsuccess.net. Find the podcast on iTunes or use the URL, www.eyesonsuccess.net/EOS_podcast. Anna Dresner was also a guest on Tech Talk June 3rd to discuss her new book. Major sections of this newswire are at heading level 1. Contact information is at heading level 2. Tech Talk welcomed Anna Dresner to discuss her new book, Getting the Job Done with Shortcuts. From Newswire, Siri has helped us get things done for years. Now it's even more useful. iOS 12 introduced Siri Shortcuts and the Shortcuts app, each of which can help you accomplish more with your iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch by asking Siri or giving a single command. Anna Dresner wrote a book called Getting the Job Done with Shortcuts that explains both types of shortcuts and helps you to learn to create them. On Tech Talk, she talked about the book, explained the two types of shortcuts, and walked us through creating a couple of Siri shortcuts and exploring the gallery in the Shortcuts app. She also took questions about shortcuts. To learn more or order the book, go to http://www.nbp.org/ic/nbp/shortcuts.html. Zoom information, the meeting's over. Those wishing to subscribe to past Tech Talk program archives can do so using their mobile device and podcast app of choice, or using their computers and podcatcher program of choice. The link with which to subscribe is http://accessibleworld.org/taxonomy/term/16/all/feed. Carla Rucheval announces a pre-convention sale on all in-stock ACB Silk Touch polo shirts. These classy short-sleeve shirts from Port Authority are great for work or casual wear. Men's shirts have a three-button front placket with dyed to match buttons. Women's shirts have a juni collar and gently contoured side seams for a flattering feminine touch. Shirts have a self-fabric collar and set-in sleeves. Snag-resistant 100% polyester double knit, double needle stitching on sleeves and hem for durability, tagless label and moisture wicking for comfort. Embroidered ACB logo on the left chest. Shirts run slightly small. Order up one size for an easy fit. Colors: black, navy, royal, brilliant, blue, teal, lime, red, pink raspberry, bright purple, steel gray, Carolina blue, sunny yellow, or white. Sizes medium, large, extra large, $25. Double extra large, 3 extra large, 4 extra large, $28. Some colors and some sizes have very limited availability. Polo shirt sale good only until Wednesday, June 5th. New ACB bags and totes. Just in. ACB duffel bag in your choice of black, gray, or navy. This impressive bag is made of sturdy 600D polyester. It's built for the long haul. Three-sided top zipper opening makes loading and unloading easy. Two-end zip pockets, large front zip pocket, and interior valuables pocket. Hard plastic feet prevent wear on the bag. Padded grab handles plus an adjustable removable shoulder strap. 11.5 by 20 by 10.5 inches, $29. ACB plaid tote. This large tote is made of durable polyester twill for long-lasting use. Large zippered main compartment with a 6 3/4 inch bottom gusset and a valuables pocket. Front slip pocket provides additional storage. Dual 27-inch handles, 14.5 by 23.75 by 6.75 inches. Blue plaid with navy, green plaid with green, or black plaid with red, $22. ACB tablet bag, a great small bag that's perfect for your iPad, note taker, or other mobile device. Made of sturdy, long-lasting 600D polyester, roomy, zippered main padded compartment. Front zip pocket is perfect for small items. Front of bag folds over another slip pocket for extra storage and is held in place by sturdy Velcro. The slip pocket also Velcros shut. Adjustable shoulder strap, 11 by 9 by 1.5 inches, gray with black trim. $35. Phone orders only. Dial 877-630-7190 between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We accept all major credit cards. Posted May 24th on Cool Blind Tech, activist improving accessibility across Canada. Accessibility activist Rick Hansen has a new poster to show you. One with adjustable text at an eye level so people in wheelchairs can read it. Text in multiple languages, a braille pad, and even a recording of someone reading it. A hand-painted wall mural is currently up on Ossington Street in Toronto's West End at 143 Ossington, and an interactive and backlit poster, aptly named Poster for Everyone, was on display at Nathan Phillips Square, where people of differing abilities interacted with it. It's part of the National Everyone Everywhere campaign, from the Rick Hansen Foundation to raise awareness to improve physical accessibility for all Canadians. We need to keep amplifying the awareness that accessibility is a big deal, and the idea of getting everyone everywhere is the dream, he told CTV National News chief anchor and senior editor Lisa LaFlamme. The new campaign is being rolled out shortly before Accessibility Awareness Week, which ran from May 26 to June 1st. It is really awesome to be able to see varying responsiveness in the poster. You get the full experience no matter what perspective or what kind of challenge you might have, Hansen said. He praised the poster for its key features, which include adjustable eye-level text, adjustable languages, a braille pad, and even recorded voice reading the text. The poster, that's technical and responsive to every type of person, and it's inclusive, so why shouldn't we be able to do that with our buildings and every part of our society, Hansen asked. According to Statistics Canada, 1 in 5 Canadians have some sort of accessibility issue, with that number expected to rise as baby boomers continue to age. In fact, Angus Reid Global Research found half of all Canadian adults have or have experienced a physical disability or live with someone who has. This campaign wants to show how prevalent people with accessibility needs are, but how far Canada still has to go. We have a constitution that said Canadians with disabilities should be part of this country, but we get failing grades from the UN's special rapporteur on the rights of persons with disabilities, he said. Big governments, federal, provincial, municipal, indigenous, need to come together and actually create a legislative interpretation so we don't put barriers to employment, transportation, or information, Hansen said. Hansen lamented that despite it being 2019, there are still far too many obstacles to true accessibility, from heavy doors to steep access ramps to a lack of tactile markers in public spaces and far too many homes needing costly retrofitting. He believes the federal government is close to passing the long-awaited Bill C-81, an act to ensure a barrier-free Canada. He said passing this legislation would be a boon for many generations to come. According to the federal government, the law will create new accessibility standards and regulations that would apply to sectors in the federal jurisdiction, such as banking, telecommunications, transportation industries like air and rail. It adds these new regulated standards would set out requirements for organizations to follow in order to identify, remove, and prevent barriers to accessibility. Now it's going to go to the House of Commons, and I am just really hopeful that it's going to be approved as is and that we'll see royal assent passing both the House and the Senate by the end of this session. Definitely by June, he said. A report from the Conference Board of Canada estimated there are potentially a million workers being barred from employment. Hansen also cited figures that estimates a $17 billion loss to Canada's gross domestic product, and another outlining the potential additional $314 billion of consumer spending. Instead of focusing on, well, what's it going to cost to build the Canada we want, look at the payoff, Hansen said. Adding a more concerted effort will create a world where people with disabilities can fully contribute to society and build the country shoulder to shoulder with everyone else. Hansen sustained a spinal cord injury and became paraplegic when he was 15. He's been an accessibility advocate ever since. He's been a Canadian Paralympian, and it's been 32 years since his Man in Motion World Tour, when Hansen set out to travel across the world in his wheelchair. Back in 1985, he set out to prove the potential for people with accessibility challenges and traveled 40,000 kilometers during his 26-month trek as he wheeled across 34 countries on four continents. Also posted May 24th on Cool Blind Tech, RAZ Mobility announces the Lucia phone for blind, low vision, or hard of hearing. RAZ Mobility, a provider of mobile assistive technology, is announcing the launch of the Lucia phone. Lucia is an easy-to-use basic mobile phone specifically designed to address the unique needs of people who are blind, low vision, or hard of hearing. According to the National Center for Health Statistics, approximately 9% of adults in the United States have difficulty seeing even with glasses or contact lenses. Among adults over 85 years of age, that number increases to 23.5%, and the National Institutes of Health reports that approximately 15% of American adults have at least some trouble hearing. Lucia has been engineered from the ground up to help these underserved populations. Lucia is a fully accessible mobile phone with unique features such as large tactile buttons in different colors and shapes, a voice guide to inform the user of what is on the screen and what buttons have been pressed, ergonomic design, and an SOS button, said Robert Felgar, CEO of RAZ Mobility. These features offer individuals with vision loss the ability to access every function of the phone with unparalleled ease. Lucia is perfect for seniors, such as blind veterans, and others who want accessibility combined with simplicity. RAZ Mobility has partnered with the Swiss Lucia phone manufacturer to offer this exceptional solution in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. By the way, Lucia is spelled L-U-C-I-A. The phone's voice guide is available in English, Spanish, and more than 10 other languages, so that it can be enjoyed by English and non-English speakers alike. It also has a large, high-contrast display with enlarged text, as well as the option to amplify the audio with the press of a button. You might also like iPhone XE Pre... Oh, I'm sorry, that's an ad. Lucia is an unlocked 3G mobile phone and confirmed to work on U.S. carriers such as AT&T, T-Mobile, and compatible GSM networks such as Cricket Wireless, Red Pocket Mobile, Straight Talk, and Metro by T-Mobile. An unlocked 4G phone will be available in the future. Nerman Selimic, COO at Raz Mobility, said, "As a provider of advanced mobile assistive technology, we realized that there was no easy-to-use mobile phone available for individuals who are blind or low vision. In its 2018 report to Congress on accessibility, the Federal Communications Commission similarly concluded that there has been little, if any, progress with respect to the accessibility of non-smartphones. The Lucia phone is designed to fill this gap. In addition to consumers, many mobile providers worldwide have expressed interest in offering an accessible basic mobile phone to their customers. Raz Mobility is the exclusive distributor for the United States and Canada and is offering the phone to consumers, state government agencies, the United States Department of Veterans Affairs, wireless providers, nonprofit organizations, and for-profit companies." Posted May 21st and just in time for the convention, Beep Beep is a suitcase that helps visually impaired people navigate airport terminals. The Beep Beep is a suitcase and more developed in part by researchers at Carnegie Mellon University that helps visually impaired people navigate airport terminals. Despite recent efforts to improve accessibility, airport terminals remain challenging for people with visual impairments to navigate independently. Chaiko Asakawa, the IBM Distinguished Service Professor at CMU's Robotics Institute, said in a news release, "Airport and airline personnel are available to help them get to departure gates, but they usually can't explore and use the terminal amenities as sighted people can," Asakawa said. As part of the university's partnership with Pittsburgh International Airport, researchers have developed a special suitcase and smartphone app that helps people with visual disabilities to navigate airports. The rolling suitcase, dubbed Beep Beep, warns users of obstacles and helps blind people make their way through crowds at airports. It was developed by a team of researchers from CMU, the University of Tokyo, and Waseda University. Beep Beep is equipped with a camera and can track pedestrians in the user's path and determine if there is a potential for a collision, warning both the user and those around to clear a path or to stop to avoid a problem. The app, NavCog, uses Bluetooth beacons and was developed by CMU and IBM. It is already used at shopping malls and on college campuses, including CMU, but it was modified for use at an airport where wide corridors make users vulnerable to veering and on moving walkways that are the fastest way to get around a terminal. The suitcase and app were tested at Pittsburgh International Airport, and the researchers have presented their findings at CHI 2019, the Association for Computing Machinery's Conference on Human Factors in Computing Systems in Glasgow, Scotland. We've run out of time for today's reading of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. I hope you enjoyed Accessibility Awareness Week.